You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, welcome, and welcome back to Inside Out. And we are right in the middle of several episodes of talking about God's Word, the importance of having God's Word in our daily lives, and not just having a Bible, not just having an affinity or love or even respect for God's Word, but to have God's Word in your heart, in your mind, and very important, to have an understanding of God's Word. So this is the key. As with any important subject, that you have understanding. Otherwise, you just have perhaps some information, and you might could memorize that information by rote. The illustration I commonly use is algebra for me in high school. I just didn't understand it. I would memorize algorithms and theorems and, equations and things like that, but I just did not have understanding. Therefore, when it came test time or, application time, I just didn't have it because I didn't have knowledge. And so the bridge between information and knowledge is vital because then knowledge used rightly, that's what wisdom is. So the bridge to all of that is understanding. So we have to arrive at understanding of God's Word. And what you understand can never be taken away from you. Hear that again. What you understand can never be taken away from you. So it's vital that we understand God's Word. Here's an incredibly powerful passage regarding God's Word. Psalm 19, verse 7 through 11, reading from the New International Version. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect." Now let me stop just for a moment here. We're going to hear words like the law, the statutes, the precepts, the commands of God's Word. All of those refer to God's Word. So the law of the Lord, that's God's Word, is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. And by them, your servant is warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward. There's nothing like God's Word. The enemy of your soul knows that, wants to keep you from it, keep you out of it, keep it out of you, again, because he knows what it is, and he knows what it can do for you. So here's a little declaration about God's Word. God's Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It helps me to see where to step and where to not step. The entrance of God's Word brings light and guides me through life. And because of God's Word, my path is well lit. I can see where I'm going. I love God's Word. It is my light, and it is my daily bread. Now, I want to venture in now and begin to look at how to read and how to study God's Word. First, we'll look at kind of the approach, and then we can get into nuts and bolts on this. But off the top, your attitude determines your approach. Your attitude determines your approach, and your approach determines your success or your failure. So first, your motivation has to be right. That your approach and your attitude. Your motivation must not be one of obligation. It can't be, oh, I know I should get into the Bible. You don't want it to be religious or ritual or works or duty or I'm just going through the motions, because that ends up meaningless and powerless. Instead, Our attitude determines our approach. Instead, this is God's word. This is God speaking to me, and I need to hear from God. So don't just read it. Let it speak to you. Hear that again. God's word is God speaking to you, so don't just read it. Let it speak to you and hunger for it. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, New Living Translation. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. That's powerful. There's nothing like God's word. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." So your attitude determines your approach. Very, very important. So how about this? Accept the Bible as God's word, that it is true and it is truth. It's not just information, and receive it with authority. So accept the Bible as God's word. This is God's word, so receive it with that authority in mind. Our world is so skeptical, so disrespectful regarding authority. Well, let's get this at least settled, that God has this authority, that God's word has authority in your life, and allow it to speak into your life. Give it that authority so that you want to do, God, what should I do in this situation? I know what I feel like doing. I know what I've seen done. What do you want me to do? And give God that authority, even though, as we read in 2 Timothy a moment ago, it helps us to realize what is wrong. It corrects us when we're wrong, teaches us to do what is right. Give God's word that authority in your life. It will never steer you wrong. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." So accept the Bible as God's word. Give it that authority in your life. The second thing, let's just touch on this today, is to have a right heart. Have a right heart. That's vital, because your heart is the soil, and we want to make sure that the seed of God's word is going into, good soil, so that we have the best chance for a good harvest. So let me read to you from Mark chapter 4, verse 14 through 20. This is in the Message paraphrase. It says, "The farmer plants the word." So the seed that he plants, Jesus is explaining the parable to his disciples. And he says, the farmer, here's the explanation of the parable. The farmer plants the word. Some people are like the seed that falls on the hardened soil of the road. No sooner do they hear the word than Satan snatches what has been planted in them. And some are like the seed that lands in the gravel. When they first hear the word, they respond with great enthusiasm. But there is such shallow soil of character that when the emotions wear off and some difficulty arrives, there is nothing to show for it. The seed cast in the weeds represents the one who hears the kingdom news, but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. And the stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. But here we go. But the seed planted in the good earth represents those who hear the word, embrace it, and produce a harvest beyond their wildest dreams. It is absolutely vital that we have a right heart, a receptive heart, ready for God's word. That is the good soil. And I think is directly related also to the respect and authority that you allow God's word to have, that, okay, this is God's word speaking into my heart. And it's not just, passing emotion or thought for the moment, but that you posture your heart. This is God's word. I give it authority to come into my heart and into my life. That's that good soil. And as this said, the seed of God's word planted in that good soil, that's those who hear the word and embrace it. That's going to produce a harvest. That is going to have results, as the Message paraphrase says, beyond their wildest dreams. So today, adjust your thoughts, adjust your heart, and let's give God's word its rightful place in our lives. And we're going to continue in the next several episodes on how to read, how to study, how to understand God's word. And my friends, God's word will not return to God void. It will accomplish what he sent it to do. Listen to me. The word of God will work in your life. Give it that place. Obey God's word and watch what God will do in your life. I pray you have a great day, a great week. God bless you. Invite someone else to listen to Inside Out, and we'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.